coming. Oh! Oh my goodness! Hey! I almost didn't recognize you. You're certainly grown. Oh, it's lovely to see you. How have you been? Good, good. Oh, no. He's back in college already. Yeah, he came home for Christmas and then drove back a couple of days ago. You're in college too, right? Oh, that's right. You just graduated. I remember. I saw the Facebook post. I always forget you're older than Jason. But my goodness. Finished college. Where does the time go, huh? Oh, but what a shame, though. I'm sorry he's not here. I know he would have loved to see you. Oh. Then why did you stop by? Oh. You wanted to talk to me? Goodness. Sounds serious. I hope you're not here to give me bad news. Oh, well, that's a relief. Do you want to come inside? Might be easier to talk where it's warmer. Sure, come on in. Please excuse the mess. I have been slowly trying to declutter everything. Oh, you don't have to be polite. I've just started my spring cleaning in winter. Because apparently an old lady like me has nothing better to do. Oh, hush. Me and my old bones are happy with the title. Truly. I can't believe I used to worry about getting older. Now I feel like I'm really me. You know, best, most honest me. And I'm rambling. Sorry, coffee? Tea? Hot beverage? Sure, come on. There's some in the kitchen. I know. It's changed quite a bit since you were last here, huh? Well, it was mainly my ex-husband's before. He wanted wall-to-wall stainless steel, granite worktops, all efficient and organized. Me? I like it homey. Oh, there's no need for sorry. Really, it was for the best. Oh, no, nothing bad. For what it was, we had a good marriage. We had a good time together. We had our babies, and I guess it just came to an end. In fact, I probably think it was the best way for it to end. No fighting, no mess. It just ran its course. I guess we were young. And when we were young, it was expected that you got married and had kids right away. Preferably with the first person that showed any interest. But now it's different. You guys have all the options. It's a good thing. Take advantage of it. I mean it. Don't just go for the first thing that comes your way. Stay open to possibility. Me? Well, yes, anything is possible. Even for a divorced mom. But you never know. I could cut my hair short in the back, and then I'd be unstoppable. Though, I think changing my name to Karen is a step too far. Here we go. You still take sugar? Call it a knack. I am a fountain of useless information. You want to know the meaning of life? Go out and find a philosopher. You want to know where you left your keys? I'm your girl. They're in your back pocket, by the way. Woman's intuition. Plus, I can hear them as you walk. You wanna sit? So, what did you want to talk about? Hey, are you really okay? I know you said it's not bad news, but you look pretty anxious. Are you in some kind of trouble or something? I know you and Jason used to tell each other everything. Especially the bad stuff. Is that why you came by? Were you hoping to talk to him? Hey. Whatever it is, you can tell me. I promise. Whatever it is, there's always a way through. Hey. You don't get to my age without some bumps. And I'm still rattling around. What is it, honey? Is it money? Or work or something? I get so nervous when people are quiet. I'm sorry if I'm just shooting in the dark, but that's what I'm doing. Is it something you can't tell your parents? Or something you think you can't tell them? I see. Well, how about you just tell me then? Honey. Whatever it is, it's gonna be okay. Hey. No. No. Please don't run away. What is it? What? An excuse? So you don't need to talk to me? Should any of that make sense to me, or is my confusion justified? Honey, what's going on? You don't know? Well, at least that makes two of us. You remind me of me sometimes. Even when you were younger, you always looked like you were holding back. Just a little. Always just on the cusp of saying what you wanted to. I don't know. Maybe that's just projection. Ignore me, I'm... Really? kindred spirits, huh? If you're not sure what to say, maybe some advice? Crossing that line isn't nearly as scary as you think it is. Our brains don't always tell us the truth. In fact, they usually do the opposite. What I'm trying to say is, whatever you're holding back from, whatever you want to say, you can do it. I promise. You're braver than you know. No matter what, go after what you want. When you're young, you think fear is the worst. But can I tell you something? Disappointment doesn't have a patch on regret. You get one life. Live it. I didn't mean to turn this into a pseudo lecture. I don't want you to be afraid of making mistakes. You're gonna make them. No point in worrying about it. Whatever you're holding back from, it's worth the risk. Even if it doesn't go to plan. So, feeling a little less anxious? What? I like you too, honey. You've certainly grown into a lovely young man. I know how proud your mom and... What do you mean? Oh. Will you, excuse me for just one second? I just need to sit down. No. I'm just... Well, I don't really know how I feel, truly. I just need to know one thing. Did I ever make you feel uncomfortable as a kid? Did I ever do anything inappropriate? I mean, I know I used to pat you on the head, but I thought it was pretty harmless. Well, I read somewhere that adults can harbor feelings for people that were kind to them in childhood, even those that abused them. I don't know, maybe I crossed the line? Are you sure? Why are you laughing? Honey, if I did something to you, you need to tell me because... What are you doing? I don't think this is very appropriate. You swear that I didn't make you uncomfortable. I didn't do anything to make you... No. No, I'm not uncomfortable. A little confused. I mean, when did this all start? Oh, gosh. It's quite a crush. What? You don't want it to be a crush? Oh, honey. I'm very, very flattered. But don't you think someone your own age would be a little more logical? I've been married. I've had two babies. One of which is your friend. Oh my God, that just made it even stranger. don't know that this is such a good idea. What? I guess I haven't said anything about how I feel. Maybe that's because I truly don't know. I mean, I've always liked you, of course, but this? I never thought about it that way. I mean, you're a man now. All of a sudden, and it's a lot to digest. And I'm battling with the moral and social implications of it all. Also, there's just this undeniable funk about it. It's a little weird. I mean, I am literally old enough to be your mother. In fact, worse. I know your mother. And you're still hugging me. And it feels really nice. For now, we best leave it at that. It might take a while for all of this to adjust. No. No. You didn't make me uncomfortable. I just... It's a lot. Hey, are you serious about this? I suspected. You're really a man now, huh? Well, that's the case. I guess you have a question to ask me. Don't you? Go ahead. Ladies like certainty. Well, as it turns out, I am free this evening. And I'd love to have dinner with you. Eight? Yeah. That sounds good. And hey, it should give us time to sufficiently prepare and block out the weirdness. Oh, you have a car now. Of course you do. Pick me up? Yeah. That'd be really nice. See you soon. I have a date with my son's friend. Yeah. Totally not weird. Oh, damn. You cradle-snatching son of a bitch.